Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Diva of Dole. We're back after having off last week for the Memorial Day weekend. Hope everyone had a nice weekend. You can find us on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and you can check us out on the blog at divaofdole.com, and also check out our past shows and celebrity interviews and on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're also on Facebook at Diva of Dole. And it's also Carrie, the Diva Mesner. She has a fan page. So you can check us out there. Also, we're on iTunes and Google, and you can just find us just about anywhere. So I think, yeah, Anna's here with us tonight. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Hi.
And
how was your weekend last week? Do you have a nice...
Oh, it was very busy. I had a
very busy.
Big, very busy. We had Poolapalooza.
Mm-hmm.
We had the weekend pool party, basically. So,
oh, okay. Oh, a pool party.
Yeah.
A little play on words there.
Actually, literally.
With your
pool.
Name. Yeah. Oh, literally a pool? Okay.
Yeah, literally.
And your name, too. So, okay. All right. So, okay. There you go.
But
nice.
Anyway, yeah. So.
Yeah.
We had a lot
of
fun, a lot of busyness getting ready for it, but it was nice. I was tired afterwards, and but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a good time. How about you?
Oh yeah, we had a cookout, and of course, it's hard for my mother to get out, so we went to her place,
yeah. You
know, their place, and
Aww. So yeah,
so it was nice. Yeah, and just relaxed, and I didn't have to work. I actually had Memorial Day off Sunday
Ooh.
And Monday from the. Yeah,
wow,
from my one
nice.
Job. So that was nice. Yeah, or both, actually. So it was nice. So it's always nice to have time off.
Yeah.
So have you been watching Days or certain ones?
Let's see. Kate was on this week, so from what I recall.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I saw some of it. I saw, like, Monday was...
Okay.
Another like French Open or something, so it was on, and then Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay.
And then I watched Friday.
This week it's preempted.
So.
Yeah, or next week it's preempted Thursday and Friday. So it's a short week.
Oh, cool.
This week coming up, they're not going to be on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, okay. Is it already Wimbledon, or is this a French Open still? I guess
French Open.
Okay.
So that's I don't follow.
I used to.
Tennis
I used
that
to
well.
Love playing tennis.
Yeah.
I used to love playing tennis. So I was really
mm-hmm.
into it, but I haven't really been keeping track too much lately. But anyway, so we got so I managed to get 2 out of the 4 episodes in this week. I don't remember what I got.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, I was gonna say there's a spoiler alerts out there, but I got a in my email this morning when I looked at I had a Google alert. I get Google alerts about and it was Google alert Teo Penglis, and I'm there. Let's Google Teo and let's see what I come up with.
Like to Google Teo.
So,
I always do.
Yeah, I know. So I Google Teo.
Welcome
and
about Googling Teo.
Yeah, and so it was and something from. In the soap opera interview that he had that's coming up. And actually he's having one coming up where he talks about his trip to the Greek monasteries.
Yeah.
But there's also talk about what's coming up with Kate and Andre. It's out there now that we're going to say it because it's out there. Yes, that this week I think, in fact, there's going to be a show that Kate takes control and proposes marriage to Andre. So that's
a
little spoiler that he put out there for when he did the interview, but they have it out there now. So yes, that could prove interesting, and I think it all stems from the fact that Chad is missing now. I mean, they're on the island.
Oh,
and
that makes sense. Yeah.
Worrying about who's gonna. Yeah, so that all plays into that. That was kind of what they were saying. So it should be interesting. Before Chad comes back,
if
they get married and kind of take control of Damara.
If it gives us more Kate and Andre, I'll be happy because I love both of them.
Yeah,
so fun to watch.
They have
and
not
they
that
haven't
they
had a lot of.
I know Andre hasn't been on this week at all. And I guess Kate was, but not Kate and Andre. And Andre, he was on, I think, week before a little bit.
I didn't think Kate. Okay, I didn't even think Kate was on this week.
Oh, wait, not this week. No, they were on the week before, I think, one day. You know what I mean? Where we didn't have our show last week. But if it was, it was like one day. And I think, was that when he came back?
I don't know. The week before.
Maybe it has been two weeks.
They had the scenes about movie night that were so hysterical.
Right. Did we talk about
and
that?
Was that
before?
I don't know. You can tell we pay a lot of attention.
Well, I mean,
if we
talked about it, then I don't think there was anything after that.
I thought we did. I thought we did, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember. But I think we did.
I
about movie
track,
night.
You know,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
So,
but still,
anyway,
they've been gone way too long. They've been gone way too long. So anyway.
So John's
so
back.
What story should
and,
we talk about? What was Kate
see.
Involved in? I know she wasn't on this
she
week.
She wasn't
really.
So. Yeah.
So
what about
maybe we could talk about the Sunny. Yeah, the crash on the island.
Funny
and
conveniently,
Sunny
all the hot bodies ended up on the same island.
all the young ones. Yeah, so we've got these.
I mean, not
different couple
the hot bodies. I'm
on
just
there.
Saying, it's ironic how who ends up on the island is rather interesting because it's like, you know, Eli's kind of in the middle of both relationships, you know, JJ and
yeah, he's
and,
kind of the odd man and, out there.
Yeah, and he's
kind
he's
of the
way
odd,
too
yeah.
hot to be odd man out. I'm just saying. I mean,
yeah.
But anyway.
There's some, there. So we have
I really
Chad
like his
and,
acting, too. Yeah. I mean,
I like him and Gabby together.
Mm-hmm.
I like Chad and Gabby, and they're kind of getting closer again now since being stranded on the island. And he still has the amulet or whatever. He was supposed to get rid of it, and she found out that he still has it, so she was getting on him about that. And she thinks that's what all the bad luck is all about. Well, she more or less
found out
her true feelings, and they were making out and kissing, and then you had Lonnie, and JJ finally
making
out, which
plane,
I do not get those two at all. I do not get that. I don't see.
I started to
kind of
like them. I don't know.
I don't know with
like
JJ.
Now, I don't know.
I don't know who I like JJ with. I don't know. I always thought I did like him with Gabby. It must be Gabby. It must be Camilla. She must be. Good. I mean, because I
kind
of like her
kind of
with
like,
just about everybody
you know,
they put her
of,
with.
She's like Kate that way. She has chemistry with everybody that she's with, really.
She seems to,
Even Will.
She did. Yes, even when she
was
with Will.
So. And it's same with Kate. Kate's the same way. You put her with anybody, and it's like it automatically makes the pairing more, in my opinion, that is. Not everybody feels that way, but I feel that way. But and the same with Teo. So to have Andre and Kate together is a lot of just. I mean, like wow.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes, I mean they're just so like so perfect together,
they're
and it's going to be.
They
I think it's going to be
each other
fun.
So well.
Yes,
they play off.
It'll
of
be
each
interesting.
Other so well,
because it sounds like this marriage, from what it's been, was what I had read written up. It's a marriage of convenience, you know. Hopefully, I don't know
in
if it'll
beginning.
Start out and it'll get any at the beginning.
Hopefully. Remember, Stephanie
hopefully
was
it'll
forced her to get
more.
Married, and you know this is a little bit of a this is a different scenario. But you know, that started out pretty bad, and it ended up going well. So you never know.
Yeah.
So we're going to hope
for a
tango.
Yeah, and they've already been kind of teasing with each other. You can see the underlying.
Yeah, they
are
funny.
Yeah. Yeah, they've kind of been, yeah, and they're funny. And they bring the humor, too. We kind of need a couple, too, like the, with the humor, kind of. And they can be snark. And actually, they act like an old married couple anyway.
They do.
They're together. She's telling him, don't eat that.
They're funny.
That's bad for your, you know, you're just going to get heartburn anyway or whatever.
And then after
he was like,
he needed ice for his face. Remember when that time when they had that
she slapped him a good one. Yeah, when he was being nasty. He was being nasty. He needed to be slapped.
Uh-huh. He needed to be slapped. So, that's right.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did need to be slapped.
But he did apologize, and
yeah, he did. So then you have Paul and Sonny on the island too, and Paul, mm-hmm. I mean, Paul's kind of leery of Sonny because all this power is kind of changing Sonny a little bit. The little dark side, the little curiosity side is coming out. He's so upset that he's not there to see Deimos go down, and because he knows that he's going to be in charge of Titan. And Paul accuses him of that, that he cares more about Titan than him. And Paul comes back
and
he kind of apologizes. So. And then
Sonny kind of had some flashbacks to where he was thinking about their good times and realized that he was being a little little bit, you know, too out of control with that. But then Paul got stung by something, didn't he, or bitten by something?
Yes.
He started.
And I think, yes, he got stung by something, which is making kind of him a little delusional and a little out of it.
Hallucinating,
and from what I read, there's some kind of jungle fever that comes up,
dear.
And like he's starting to go mad. Like somebody gets stabbed, he's starting to go mad. You know how you can go mad or something.
Yes.
So something's going to happen there along the line, and I don't know how long. And now the people back in Salem are just finding out now and starting to worry that the plane hasn't landed. They haven't heard from them, so like Rafe is freaking out, and now Victor's found out, and Hope. And I think eventually probably Kate and Andre are going to find out, and the rest, you know, everybody who's has somebody on the island is going to find out. So I don't know how that all's going to play out, but that's kind of what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Deimos come back, and of course they still don't have any evidence against Deimos. They had to let him go because Xander won't press charges, and that other guy that set everything up, of course, he conveniently got killed. They can't pin it on Deimos, of course. Yeah. So Deimos, you know, and Deimos, he's acting all innocent again, like he didn't do anything. And we also found out, because Hope and Rafe are trying to figure out who this big drug with all these drug shipments with that halo and everything, that case that Lonnie was working on. Well, now we hear Deimos on the phone, he's the one that's pushing all the drugs. So Deimos's days are numbered. Somebody, it's funny. Everybody has their hatred for him, and everybody is just and it's like,
kinda like a
who's going to
like
do
a
it?
Who's that JR?
Yeah. Yes, everybody has a reason to, and even Maggie laid into him, and Victor.
Oh, she did. She laid into him.
Didn't
good.
She? What? Did you see
that?
What did you think?
Yeah. I don't know what all she's. I can't remember specifically what she said, but she did give him some.
I can't remember either exactly. And I think that was last week. I think.
Oh.
All the days go in a blur, but yes, there were some good scenes with her.
Maybe it's been more than once.
Don't mess with Maggie, or don't try to fool Maggie. She says, "You fooled me once before. You know, stop lying." She kept telling, "Stop lying." She fooled me. You know. She wasn't buying it anymore. So there were some good scenes there. Oh, and how about the scenes with Brady and John and Marlena? And then those were the whole Brady survives because he was going downhill. He's dying. And John had flashbacks. And I thought those were, I don't know if you saw any of those.
I didn't get to see some of those,
Yeah, and it was like the old John and Marlena, you know, there,
oh, yeah.
And she was comforting him, and it's just like it was the
yes.
old, you know, back in
like,
in the day, I was a big John and Marlena fan.
Yeah, and he hadn't even praying in the chapel and stuff, and it was like, so I'm sure the Darlena fans are happy to see. Well, and then
it's
like
they're
a
getting a little bit of story.
Yeah.
What's
didn't
that?
Didn't they get their hooch on the week before or something when he came home or whatever?
That might have been like the week before, I think, or he came back or whatever. But I think he's going to be leaving again, too, on some ISA mission. I think eventually, I think what it was when he came, of course, you've got to remember that's when, like, filmed, like, back in November, and we're only seeing it now.
Uh-huh.
And he had just come back, and I think he was, you know, he was on for a little bit and then off and on, I guess, probably, you know, because of him being hurt and stuff. Yes. So, but they were such good scenes with Brady. And of course he was going downhill and Nicole came back. And brought Holly. Did you see that?
Oh,
she brought him in.
And
she, oh my God, she laid, I am like literally bawling. Well, not that, there's another part I was bawling on more. We'll get into that. She laid Holly on Brady's chest, on his heart.
Aww.
And, of course, that's
Daniel's
heart.
Chest.
And Holly is the baby, is his baby.
Aww.
So that's what, a miracle, because John and Marlena were praying for a miracle. And
that's
what it was.
So basically,
Valerie's there. Basically, and a miracle. And like
that's a neat way of doing it because he couldn't get another heart.
Rejecting.
Is that the deal? Or the body was
they couldn't find another heart
Daniel's
to match.
Heart. That's right, and his body
was
rejecting Daniel.
Right,
and then
because
Holly
of being shot.
She places. Oh my gosh, and then. And then Holly's laying on him in that position.
And then all of a sudden, they were
Daniel
ready to declare him dead because it was straight lining, you know? And the baby was laying there, and all of a sudden you hear beep, beep, beep,
maximum,
beep, 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 beep.
Maximum,
and it's,
oh, my gosh.
Oh,
Who all witnessed that? Was there anybody else in the room?
John and Marlena and Valerie and Nicole. I forget who else was there. Oh, no. Eric wasn't there. But yeah.
Was Chloe?
Was
Chloe the
business? Please do not. I don't know if you saw my write up. She gets, and I actually yelled at the screen. She gets the bitch of the year, the bitch of the week award. I cannot stand that character. I cannot stand her. I hate her. I was actually, and it was the scenes later. She actually called after all, when this was all going on. And she still stand. I think she was in there. And she kept saying, give me to her, give me to her. And Holly's laying on Brady's chest, helping him. And she wanted the baby. And then, of course, she called the cops on Eric and Nicole. So a Rafe came and took Eric down. And he said, please let Nicole stay for a little bit. And Rafe looked at Chloe and said, you know, like, let her have some time with Brady.
Yeah.
So then Nicole did finally go with Rafe down to the police station, and they're in there, and Chloe comes, and she still would not. Was it John? Was John? Oh, Marlena even. John, Marlena. I don't know how many people talked to her and said, Marlena said, now's the time. She says, you can end this by just letting the charges go away for Nicole and you two sharing, you know, make some kind of arrangement that you both can have Holly. Chloe comes in and says, no, she wants the baby. So she literally made Chloe. I actually yelled at the screen. I was crying.
Oh, my gosh.
And I actually yelled at the screen. You bitch.
Wow. Mama, who's getting upset?
I was just so wrapped up. I mean, Ari Zucker just makes me cry.
She's...
And she was actually, I don't know if you saw it, she was actually just like sobbing, like what would happen
to
any
mother. I'm sure she was. Oh,
baby.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Oh, it was just horrible. And I'm thinking to myself, this was just brought me back to when she lost the baby.
Oh,
remember?
I
and
know.
Here she's like, basically she's losing another baby. You know.
Oh, she's lost too many babies already.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, that was the whole Chloe thing. I didn't know if you saw it or not.
No, I didn't see some of that. I saw her, but I didn't see some of that. I didn't see that part.
So you didn't see when they were in the police station and where Chloe and, you know, told her, you know, she had to give the baby. Yeah. Okay.
Now, was the baby still with Brady at that point, or had Brady, or?
No. She had to go down to the police station. After she saw Brady. I mean, after Brady was she knew Brady was okay. Then she had to go down with Rafe, and she had the baby with her. And
jeez.
She had to give, you know, Nicole.
Oh,
I mean, Chloe went and dropped the charges.
Oh, my gosh.
There isn't one. Even John tried to talk to her. Lucas has even tried to talk to her.
What is wrong with that
and
woman?
And John, everybody was blaming. John says, you're the reason Brady's in here. And Lucas says, you're the reason Brady's in here. And she keeps saying, well, no, it's not me. That is Chloe.
Oh, wow.
So if we want to have another whodunit, she's probably.
Yeah. She's
anyway. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how much longer she's going to be on the show. But anyway, that was the whole thing. But those were some really good scenes with Brady, the whole storyline with Brady. So.
And
the thing is we know Nicole's going to – is. I guess. I'm wondering if it's going to be that she goes to jail and that's where she'll be. She leaves the show. I don't know.
That would absolutely suck for them to do that.
And then I keep thinking, oh, please. They can't. And then is Chloe going to get Holly? I don't know.
That would make me so upset, though.
Somehow I'm hoping that somehow she gets the baby back and goes off on her own. But then, you know. She going to leave Brady? How are they going to explain that? You know, I don't know.
I don't know. What a mess.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, is there any other things you can, other storylines? I tried to jot down something.
Is the set that they're using for the island, is that what Melissa won with? Is that the same set as Melissa won? New Salem?
It could be, because it's sure as heck not a real island. I don't think it's not a real. Do you remember how they used to do the, they would shoot regular, you know, go off set?
Yeah.
And go on real islands and everything?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a fake. It's definitely a set. It's definitely a set.
But it
no
could
question
be.
About that. But
I'm
I
trying
thought,
to think what that
remember
looked
when they were
like.
Back in 2004 or so, it was before I started, no, it was 90s, in the early 90s, when they were doing Melissa one, and it seemed like, I remember tuning in a little bit, or maybe I saw some clips, you know, later on, because I had stopped watching it for a while, so I missed it live, but I think I'd seen some of it later on. And the sort of the landscape around it looked familiar. It looked kind of like maybe they were using that set.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I don't know.
So they still have the
could
amulet,
be.
Huh? That dang amulet.
It's
going to be an
amulet. He threw it away, but Gabby found it. So, and then of course you have back in Salem, you have Abigail, who's starting to wonder about Dario and trying to find out seven people. She called Justin. I think Justin's looking into.
Oh, because she hasn't figured out yet that he's schmoozing her as far as he does love her.
No.
Lying to her about the.
Yeah.
The whole needing to get married thing.
Right. But I think she's starting to be a little suspicious or whatever. So so that's what's happening, kind of with them. I don't know. And Adrian and Lucas finally made love.
Oh yeah. Oh.
That was.
I haven't seen that episode yet because I actually switched out my dish provider and. So I have to watch that online because it was recorded, but I didn't get to see it before they changed.
Yeah, he says he didn't want to pressure her or anything.
Yeah.
And then she had a talk with Kayla. Told her to go for it and everything. It was nice scenes with them. And then she was telling Steve, she went Steve to investigate, I guess somebody, it's called Sebastian Howard, is this guy's trying to take over the Spectator from her and Jennifer, but they don't know who it is. And I'm thinking it's probably Angelica Devereaux. Is causing the problem because she would have connections, both of them, you know, to try to get that away
that
from
makes
them.
Sense.
So, yeah.
And you said Morgan Fairchild is going to be playing her.
Yeah, Morgan Fairchild. Right. I think it's the week of June 12th.
Okay,
she's coming. Yeah,
good.
Different. Yeah. Now I know they're still in. Yeah, they're still in Higley's writing. Ron's, I don't think writing comes up until, like, July. So then I start seeing online people saying, well, I wonder how long she'll even be around because she's kind of the, you know, she's kind of the end of the Higley writing going into Ron's, whether how long we're going to see her or if you'll continue with that or not.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Huh.
So should be interesting to see. Yeah. What he brings, but I think it's in July. I'm thinking, or it's going to be coming up soon anyway. So, okay. Oh, then there's Theo and Claire and Jay.
Oh yeah.
Jade keeps telling her to get the hits. She has to have a sex tape. And she doesn't, you know, of course, Claire's saying no. Well, here Theo comes by and says, oh, he got a room for them. And he gave her the room card. And she misplaced it. And she goes up and Jade gets a hold of it and plants a camera, a hidden camera there.
Uh-huh.
And she says, oh, you'll thank me later, Claire. So she's going to probably take them and then upload it.
And then, so see, then Jade has a fantasy scene about how Theo and Claire are just so excited and over the moon that she did that and that they're going to make a bunch of money now and that she's now her best, Jade is now Claire's best friend, and if she makes money, Jade will make money. So she's got this whole fantasy that they're going to be just thrilled to death that she taped them having sex and then uploaded it to her page. And I can just see it now.
Right.
Claire will be like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting all these hits all of a sudden. I wonder why. And then, geez. Theo is so cute. I just love him. I just love him.
Oh, he is.
They did a great job recasting because I was going to be kind of upset when they replaced the child that played Theo, but they did a good job with his and I'm glad. I mean, I know Higley, it's Higley's influence. I hope they don't lose this with the different writers, but I know that I like the way they've allowed him to be high functioning and yet also still have issues, you know, because he was saying something about how he was having an interview at the yogurt shop, you know, and
interview.
And it's like for him to interview because he can't get the words out that he's thinking fast enough, so he feels like he didn't get the job and everything. So it's like I'm glad they're putting those things in that it's not just, oh, all of a sudden he's fine and everything's great and, you know, that he still has a lot of struggles and he's doing great, and I mean, any parent would be proud of him, you know, for doing what he's doing. But I like that they're still showing that he does struggle with things, you know. So many people do, and it's just with the different things, not just autism. But it's really great that they're not just kind of like, unlike when they brought Philip back, and then Philip didn't have the, you know, he had lost a leg in the war, and then all of a sudden they were like, oh, you don't have to worry about that. And then, so then he didn't.
Oh, yeah, where they don't pay attention. When they don't pay attention to history. Yeah.
So, It's nice that they are, you know, honoring Thea's history.
And they're good on that too.
Yeah.
So.
And let's see. So Jennifer and Jennifer and Eric, are they grow? Because I went back and I was watching some older episodes and stuff, so it's like my memory's a little choppy on this. But are they still growing closer again and stuff?
I think so. Yeah, he came back with Nicole because he did bring Nicole home. Like she gave him
a
big hug
him.
And everything.
She's trying to help him get.
And she did help
him get in. Mm-hmm.
Get in the hospital. She kind of snuck them to. Into the hospital.
Yeah, and then just
he came to her,
people,
asked for her help. But he didn't want to get her in trouble, but, you know, she was willing. And even Nicole, she says, oh, Nicole, she says, I know you probably don't want to help me. And then Jennifer said something. She says, oh, I think we've made amends by now or something between us or something. So, So it's kind of like, it seems like everyone is like on Nicole's side, but Chloe. Chloe's the only one. So it's kind of like, you know, it's for Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be interesting if Chloe was the one that killed Deimos or something, because then she'd have to go off to jail, and then would Nicole end up with the baby after all?
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting. I don't know, because they're painting painting Chloe into a corner. They did that time she left when she was being a prostitute. They painted her in way, way, way into a corner. They're kind of doing it again because I mean everybody hates her.
Oh, they're just
making
her so horrible.
Yeah,
it's almost
purposely.
The point you feel bad for Nadia, but yet you see Chloe like is she struggling with it? Like she's crying. And she looks like she's so upset about Nicole, and it's terrible that she's doing that. But I don't know. But
she's obviously conflicted because she was caring for that baby for a long time too. So it's like, back and forth. In real life, it would be painful for both parties, and I understand. You know, I have compassion for the situation, but in this case, Chloe's being a bitch. So.
Thank you. I think everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that what she screamed at the TV?
Yeah. I'm thinking even Nadia probably would agree with that.
She probably reads it again.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get crucified again online. I'm sure people.
Yeah, Twitter will be so fun.
Yes. Twitter will not be kind to her. So, well, you know what? We have some callers, so maybe we can.
Sure.
Bring a couple on before we go. Maybe they can remember some things that we can.
Yeah, great.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
hey,
Jen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Good, good.
I'm probably going to get started here. I agree with you guys that technically it is Nicole's child. I'm getting tired of everybody blaming Chloe for Brady being hurt.
Oh, yeah.
That she set it in motion, I guess.
But it was Brady's choice.
Yeah.
To pick up his kid and go for a life on the run.
True. That's a good point.
And it's John is being so judgmental, and I think maybe if he was not so judgmental in the hospital, Chloe may have listened to Marlena a little more.
Yeah, Marlena tried to convince her. I thought there at the, you know, that Marlena might have gotten through to her, but she didn't. Yeah, they both made their choices to do what they did, and of course it was, it was Deimos and Xander, too, that were behind getting Brady shot.
And it's like,
but still, it was heartbreaking to watch Nicole go through that again.
Yeah. It's kind of like 60-40 on the board, though. Like 60 for Chloe, or no, 60 for Nicole and 40 for Chloe.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Me, I'm thinking neither of them. because of the choices they make.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unless Brady ends up with Holly. That could be. Yeah.
I'm thinking Lucas and Adrian.
Brady and. Lucas and Adrian.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was nice. Yeah, it was nice to see them get together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially since she had her double mastectomy and everything. And
yeah.
I love Lucas. He's so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you hear Eve's coming back?
Yeah,
I did hear
I'm
that.
Glad you mentioned that. I thought about that earlier,
yeah.
And I forgot to mention it. You're right.
Mm-hmm, I did see that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I wonder where she's going to fit into things this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or with who or how or why.
Yeah, or how or what, yeah.
Maybe just.
Good. I mean, it's having read the article, most of the article about her, illness and recovery. It was so touching. So good for her.
Yes.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's Dr. Rolf.
What's that?
Oh,
yes.
Back. Thank you.
Rolf.
Because Jen always remembers what we forget. Dr. Rolf. Yeah.
Is
he's
it the same
back.
Actor?
Well,
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, because the last I heard, he was battling cancer. So
somebody kind of gave that away because he was somebody on Instagram or something. Was it Deidre or somebody on a picture they posted? You could see like a picture of this or something, or somebody was there and they said something that they called a William to set or something. And it was his name's Will Utley, William Utley. But yeah, it's the same actor.
Oh, good. I'm glad. It sounds like you got better.
Yeah,
Dr. Good.
I'm thinking it's probably to bring Will back. He probably had something to do with Will.
People
were thinking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Keeping him on ice.
You know how he always kept him alive somehow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you
but
never knew. Maybe
EJ. Yeah. What's that?
Maybe he found a way to keep EJ alive.
True, you never know.
Oh, yeah. You never know.
So they did inject him with something.
Oh, yeah. It ended that it looked like, I think it was, yes, that there's a possibility, yes, that he's still. And I've seen rumors out there that they're interviewing other actors or whatever or something for him, for EJ. So I don't know. So
yeah.
Could be, because Sammy's coming back. So,
yeah.
For a while. So, that'll be interesting. Anybody else coming back we didn't mention?
Not that I know of.
Not so far, yeah. I'm sure there will be more down the road that'll be coming back. Yeah.
Are we liking Greg Vaughn's look more now? I liked it when he came back.
Yeah.
Anyway, but my gosh.
He's getting back to the old Eric. Yeah, though, yes.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, my. It can only get better for. Oh,
yes.
Nice looking man. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Now,
how did you like
something with Brady having the heart surgery and all? Have they ever shown him bare chested since his surgery? Because, I mean, it's like we all know how they forget about things. But I was thinking, gosh,
they have that gown on.
They had like the best. They had like the best bare chest. the best clean shaven bare chest in daytime.
Yeah. Let's clarify
the best
that
hairy chest. Yeah, Teo has the best hairy chest. So, in my opinion, on both of those. But anyway. But it just hit me because he has such a nice chest, and it's like they really can't – well, maybe they will. I kind of think it would be good if they did because it's real life. You know, it's like real life. It's interesting because it's like, that beautiful man with that beautiful chest. all right. Okay. Lusting moment is over. Let me get back on track here.
No, I think Luke is better.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, Lucas looks pretty good.
Better. Yeah, yeah. I'll have to go back and see the, like I said, it's on the old DVR. I changed the
Xander's not looking too bad himself.
Oh, man.
I like Evil Xander this time around. I liked him.
Yes, I do, too. There's something.
He was
snarky. Either changed his looks or his demeanor or something, but there's something about him that's a little bit more likable.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
more attractive.
Yeah. Did something. I don't know, but yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't want Deimos to leave. He's too much of a bad guy.
Oh.
Yeah, they kind of boxed him into a corner, too. They really made him, like, he started to be, he was really bad and evil, and then he got really nice, and now they're back to making him, like, into just being just terrible again. But, which he plays well, but I like that little gray area to him. But, yeah, I'm sure he'll do well wherever else he goes. I'm sure. So. Right. Well, we have bring on another caller.
Okay.
Before we go. Right.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, it's Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I was just thinking about you the other day. Wondering where
I thought it might be
How
Bobby.
You been, Bobby.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, since Charlotte, I've just kind of been pretty busy with a lot of things. And whenever I got a chance to watch Chloe on days, there will always be something on the news involving Pfeiffer or Trump. And for about 2 minutes, I was like going, would it be a lot more easier at NBC since Alan Baldwin played Trump on Saturday Night Live and Melissa McCarthy played Pfeiffer? Would it be a lot easier just to put them on Days of Our Lives every day instead of the real thing?
Oh, yeah.
I was just kind of thinking that would be a good idea because other than Thursday, because I was thinking that Trump was going to talk climate change during the 1 o'clock hour and end up being at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, he always interrupts my days, I know.
But I will just definitely get to the point on everything you said that since I've been listening. First of all, I think Claire and Theo does have a little bit of a sex tape out, that video that Olivia did. With to the Maroon 5 song Cold.
Oh.
Hello?
Okay.
I mean,
I didn't know that.
Well, it was just more tasteful because it was on YouTube and you know about the difference with YouTube. And I don't think that Olivia would actually be, and Kyle being that they're so young, would be into getting to one of those scenes this soon. I mean, I know Olivia has done a couple of songs that it's already been in the top 40 by some of these artists in the last year, and that was pretty good on what she's done. But I'm thinking that if Days is going to write this whole Claire deal sex tape thing with Jaden, it's going to flash me back to what we've seen over on General Hospital a couple of years ago with Maxie and Kyle, when Kirsten Thorne was still on Days, and there was somebody else playing Maxie years ago. I hope not. But I think those are talented kids right there, and I just wish the best of luck. I mean, now that it's down to four, it's just going to be hard to find somebody else to play Sierra.
Yeah, I don't know. Eventually, probably the character Sierra will be back, I will think.
Right. The last thing I remember was that she was going to Hong Kong to live with Belle and Sean for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
this
might lead me to a clue going into what happens with the situation with Chloe, Nicole, and Holly this time around. Will this mean that Belle would rather be Kirsten Thorne leaving permanently from General Hospital and return back 2 days as Belle, or Martha Madison coming back and just getting involved again like they were earlier this year? That's the only situation right now, because I know I read somewhere online that Kirsten Thorne is returning back to GH soon, so any hopes of a possible return back to Days as Belle might have been just done right now. And mm-hmm. I don't know if Martha would have the time with her, with the show that, with the internet shows and her restaurant business and her raising her daughter, if she'll even have time to return back to Days anytime soon. But
yeah,
but it's going to be interesting because
guest appearance.
Right, because it's going to be interesting because I know that Nadia has another baby coming up, so she's going to take some. So I know that she has maternity leave coming up later this summer, so that might play a key role into that. And I know that Ari is leaving. It's best. I just hope they both get off, and I just hope. But I'm not the only. I'm not a Chloe basher. I don't think I'm a Chloe basher. I'm more just taking it directly towards Deimos, because if you saw Tuesday's show, you saw in the first 5 minutes what Chloe was doing by grilling Deimos.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw Tuesday's show.
Mm.
Now,
yeah,
my partner, my partner on my other Blog Talk show doesn't like Chloe and doesn't care about that.
Yeah, I just don't like Chloe. I haven't really liked Chloe for a long time, but so that's just me. But yeah.
Yeah, and remember who started this? And I'm thinking who started this was Shirley from Bold and Beautiful. Did this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the actress that is of course not on Bold and Beautiful as Shirley, that was Chloe's mom.
Nancy.
Oh yeah.
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 Nancy.
Yeah.
Because there's some days that I'm thinking. As I'm watching the show, is will we see Shirley back on Days? I mean, minus the other Kardashian kids on Bold and Beautiful that she has.
Mm.
I think
what makes it especially bad with the Chloe situation is that we've watched Nicole over the last, 10 years lose how many babies now? So it's like she's finally has a baby, even if it was Daniel, who most of us couldn't stand. At least that was, her
Brady
love. She loved him, and she had a baby. And then for her to lose that baby to this twit, you know what I mean? It's like,
and Chloe agreed to do that for her.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Right. She went back. Yeah.
She kind of used the whole Damus thing for a while. And that wasn't, as an excuse. But then, I don't know. I mean, I think it would be fair if they could trust each other and actually work out some sort of an arrangement.
And Nicole,
because they both
didn't want the baby all to herself. She was willing to share with Chloe.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, for the benefit of Chloe.
Right. I think she realized that. And I think she realized that because when I was looking at the whole situation of her getting captured by Xander and put in a cage, two things came to my mind was, did Xander make some ties with Jan Spears and took notes from what happened with Sean, or was this a whole different story? Knowing that this was played out 10 years ago with Jan and Sean.
Oh, Jan. Oh, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just glad that but Dwayne and I heard Jen talk about the history about how her grandmother did this for her dad and stuff like that. I was just thinking to myself, Jen, what are you doing? Are you trying to end yourself in jail as well? Because the way I saw it is it looked like she's trying to get Nicole in jail, which would be a not a good way to write off Arianna Tucker right there, but we saw what happened with John Stamos on General Hospital years ago, and John became a big star thanks to Full House and several other shows that he'd done, and this looked like the same thing for Arianna Tucker, even if it doesn't mean anything. And then when you look at Greg Vaughn, I don't think I want to see Eric back in jail again, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the new writers and stuff. With that story, because I think other than the fact that maybe it'll be hard to get, and I'm going to mispronounce her name because the actress is playing Nancy because I keep on mispronouncing her name,
Patrika Darbo.
Did I get that right?
Darbo.
Yeah, Darbo. Yeah,
Patrika
I keep on
Darbo,
pronouncing
yeah.
her name wrong. it's going to be hard to have her okay. probably play both Nancy and go over to Bold and Beautiful and play Shirley on that show. So it would be hard to just mm-hmm. play. I mean, I know she can handle that, but I've seen in the past what Irene Davidson done with three different shows. I've seen what Lisa Renna done with four different shows. And I've seen what Wally Kurt had done with General Hospital as Justin
Days
and Ned on General Hospital. I can see this possibly mm-hmm. working out, especially and that little girl that played Alyssa for 2 minutes. I can understand why she ended up going to YNR in the first place, because I think she didn't want to end up just having the same deal that everybody else have when that's coming back or on a recurring basis on days where they have other jobs on another soap or reality television. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And but as far as who I think should, but I have some possibilities of who I think they should just look for to replace them, to have when Sierra comes back as a good actress. Now I have thought about Christina on GH, but since she won her Emmy, I think that'd be impossible to just get her off of there, especially since she had a good storyline earlier this year for that. And then the other possibility would be just to move Molly from GH over 2 days to be Sierra, but I know that she had done a couple, but it would be hard to, but I think they might be wanting to look for somebody in their 20s than somebody the same age as Jade or somebody that might be the same age as the actress that played Molly in real life at this point mm-hmm. in time. So I think the only other person I could think of, and I might be wrong on this, because could possibly be, maybe perhaps, and I'm not sure if this will work, it possibly just maybe get, I don't know, maybe just try to see if Kirsten Allison from formerly of One Life to Live and GH would like to return back to acting on days since her TV mom is coming back. Because I think Kirsten Allison would be perfect for the role of Sierra. Mm-hmm. But,
okay. Well, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and I'm happy that I saw Cassie and how she was going through her therapy and everything else, and I just hope mm-hmm. that this does have something to tie in for when Eve comes back. Because mm-hmm. I don't know any good actress that would replace Jen Lilly as Teresa, because I know Jen has movies and primetime gigs coming up throughout the rest of the year, and it would be impossible for her to return back anyways. So mm-hmm. I don't know who would be the perfect candidate to maybe return back. The only person I could think of that might have that role could possibly be, maybe Jennifer Landon, if she were to return back, but I'm thinking Jennifer Landon would be more likely perfect for the Nicole role since she was pretty good in her short stint. And she has three daytime Emmys right now, and depending on what happens with the Emmy committee, if they look at this storyline and take notes on what Ariana Zucker had done, I would not be surprised if Ari left Days with an Emmy.
Oh, she should. But, she would submit.
But we're mm-hmm. talking about 10 months away, so maybe we'll come back to mm-hmm. that one maybe 9-10 months from now.
Yeah.
But
she
I
sure
do want to say,
one.
Yeah, but before I go
okay.
off the air
okay.
tonight, I do want to just give a heads up. There's no Days on Thursday and Friday because of the semifinals of the French Open on NBC. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
yep, just 3 days this week.
So, and I know you're going to be back for a 3-day show next week, but I'm actually going to watch Days tomorrow because I haven't got a chance to look at the Friday show. But other than what mm-hmm. somebody sent on Twitter over some stills from the show, Jolene on Twitter sent some stills from mm-hmm. the show. It looked like it was getting pretty good, but I hope. But I think that Abigail is making another mistake. I mean,
oh, yeah.
with Dario. I mean, first of all, has she really first of all, has she lost her mind just marrying the guy? I mean, I still think she will get back with Chad. I don't care what's going on the island between him and Gabby right now.
Yeah,
but
it'll be a long, drawn-out process, but they'll probably be back together.
Right, and Dario should learn from Nicole, Melanie, and Blanca what happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a big mistake, and I'm sure that this is not – because I think at the end of the day Gabby's going to realize what happened with Chad. And other than Eli, mm-hmm. can we just put Gabby with somebody better? And the same holds true with Abigail. Can we just at least reunite Chad back? Because that's the last
mm-hmm.
thing that we don't need is to have the new writers just mix them up and stuff like that. And I just hope that this island storyline doesn't end up like what happened the last time where everybody ended up on the island and then a big wave just took out the town. That's the last thing I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I don't think this will be too drawn out. I think hopefully they'll get back soon.
Yeah, because the first thing that was going through my mind was let's hope that this doesn't turn into a Gilligan's Island spoof. Because if you want to see Gilligan's Island played out, don't let it play out on Dave's. Let it play out on SNL, and let it be with our president and everybody else. And then have the elements of Survivor in there. I'm sure it's been played out before on Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they want to revisit that. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I will just talk to you later. And one quick thing, how are the Penguins doing in Nashville? Because last check, they were down 3-1.
Oh, they're losing, Bobby. No, they're losing 5-1.
How are the Pens doing?
Yeah, well, we're up 2 games tonight. No, they're losing tonight, 5-1.
Okay.
5-1.
They
so it looks
the
like
first two. So yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Looks
yeah,
like
they're in Nashville
might,
now.
Yes. Right. They're in Nashville. It looks like that. Hopefully, well, I just hope that by next Saturday when I try to call you, I will just
we'll get them.
Congratulations again on winning. And I just hope this parade doesn't interrupt.
We only have to win 2 more.
Days. Yeah. But hopefully this will not interrupt this. Hopefully when the parade comes out next week, hopefully it won't break into Days or anything like that, because I'm sure Pittsburgh people doesn't want to stay up till 2-3 in the morning to watch Days Our Lives, just like they have to wait.
No.
Just like they have to wait until 7:30 and instead of got golf on a couple of weeks ago because of the golf on before the game.
Yeah,
I
everybody preempts Days. I don't know. But anyway,
I saw the complaints with the Pittsburgh station over the hockey game a couple weeks
mm-hmm.
ago. Anyways, but I'll let you go on that note.
Okay.
And go Pens.
Go Pens.
Yeah, have a good
go
night.
Pens. We only have to win 2 more. Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Jen, are you rooting for anybody?
Not really a hockey fan, but I
me
guess
either.
It's Pittsburgh, so I'm guessing going for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I
gotta root for the Pens too, even though I'm not a hockey fan myself, but
the Diva and you are both Pens fan. Yeah.
Oh, big hockey fan too, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just before we wind up here, I wanted to give a shout out to those the terrorist victims in London that happened.
Oh, in London
tonight.
Yeah, I know. Again,
horrible
just,
stuff.
I know.
England's really
it's like 3 different places.
I know.
Yeah. I think 3
I
like
don't know.
3
just,
the bridge and yeah,
they,
like 3 different areas.
Said the third place was unrelated, but even still, it's just sad. And it's just a sad,
scary
world we live in. Very scary. I'm glad I spent a couple summers over there when I was in college, and it's like I have such fond memories of.
It's a matter where you are,
England
you
and London and Scotland and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I just my heart goes out mm-hmm. to everybody there, and just wanted to say that and.
Mm-hmm.
Also, shout out to the Hapkas. I don't think we mentioned them, at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka at the beginning. I'm not sure if
we did. Yeah, we did do our shout out.
Anyway.
And at Teo Penglis and at Lauren Coslow, although we did talk about them.
Yeah.
So that
hey, ladies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who do you think the skull belongs to?
Oh,
the skull they found. I don't know.
I'm wondering if it's a past character.
I don't know.
Could be.
Could be. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Trying to think who it could be.
That's a good something to think
about.
Yeah,
who it could be.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, something for next week.
Because remember when...
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I forgot anything. What's that?
Thing to think.
That's a good thing to ponder as far as the skull. I don't know.
All right, I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything.
Me either.
I forgot. I don't know.
All right.
See what happens. It's a short week.
What did you think,
Jen?
Sierra's last scenes.
I got to
remember.
Refresh
our memory.
I felt so bad for
Theo. She just left, right?
Yeah.
I felt bad for Theo, though.
She was supposed to be nice, and it kind of backfired on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the scene where he told her what happened, but I didn't see her last scene.
Yeah, she laid into him.
Oh, that's sad because they were such best friends.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
think
about next week.
Lady.
I guess we got 3 days. 3 days next week.
Only 3 days. Yeah.
Well, look forward,
okay.
Look forward
well, thanks
con-
again.
Looking forward to Condre. All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Condre.
Bye, Jen.
Bye,
Jen. Bye, bye. Bye, Jen.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.